What's happening, bro?
Fam, what is happening? A billion things. Fam, Dami Gang, guys, welcome to another one with Omar. You already know what we're going to be talking about. It's all about Manchester United. Guys, we're supposed to bring you one after the weekend's game, but for reasons best known to Omar, and time constraints and whatnot, it seemed like today was going to be the perfect day. Obviously, we expected a better result. To be fair, I was at work here, bro, and I honestly had a bad feeling. Like, I wanted
I had to eat my food.
And I thought about the game. I was like, nah, these boys would have messed up today.
Trust.
Lord have mercy for me to come back. And I was even just on my way, coming home. And then I just mentioned one of my United guys on Twitter. And next thing you know, your guy told me 3-1. I said, wow. I tried to get him to explain a bit more, but I've not checked it to see if he's explained anything. But I just want to check the highlights.
Today, shambles. I'll tell you that 100% shambles.
Wow.
That's what I can say, 100% shambles.
Wow.
But there's no words to describe the shambles that happened. Like, we could have played way better against PSG. Like, it started off well. Like, it was on 1-1, but then it just went down and went straight down. It was close, and then it was just wraps. And it was all because of one player, and he's getting a low rating even before we even go down to each description.
Wait. I saw something about Oli not subbing off Fred.
Bro.
I saw something about that on Twitter. I didn't want to look too deep into
Bro, I was raging. This Donnie, was too active. Like, obviously, I understand that.
Like, was too active.
Too active, bro. Like, obviously, we know he's a good player. Like, he's trying to fight for his place on the starting team. But what he done was unnecessary. Like, full on extra for no reason. Like, he didn't gain anything. He got red carded and what now? He's not playing probably next game or some shit. Like, he didn't gain anything. And it's always for us also for keeping him there, knowing that he had a yellow card. Why don't you just put someone else that can replace him? You have Matic, bro. You have Van de Beek, bro. Like, we had decent substitutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I can't explain the nonsense, but I have to explain the best way I can, bro. Like, I watched the whole game, bro. I watched the whole game. The Southampton game, I watched the second half. But obviously, I know the first half was getting smacked and then we made this mad comeback. And I watched bro. When I mean
Southampton, I watched a bit of the first half, but I clocked out. I don't know if you saw when I clocked out. I told the man that, hey, I'm gone. I can't be here. Because, fam, I had not slept the previous day just to make sure I was up by 8 to watch that game. And for me to start next thing, you know, 2-0.
2-0 sharp. Depression. I
told boys, I'm gone.
Man United plays with your heart these days. I can't lie, man. Like, sometimes they're doing well. Then sometimes they just get you scared. And then they perform well again.
Let's say this thing one more time. I have said this times without number. Fans, guys, listen. United is not good for your health. Now, Roy King said it. Roy King has said it on Big Sky Sports now. So everybody will know. Man, I've been saying this for time. Watching United is not good for your health. Big man, that's why the slogan for Say Less Football, what's the slogan? Protecting our mental health. On God. James. I got to send you the new logo still. Bro, I made one this morning, but I was stressing on that new logo. Oh my God. But
I feel you, bro.
Definitely. Damn. Nah, United, joke thing.
It's so confusing.
Now. Like, when I mentioned them on Twitter and stuff, I didn't even care. Before I used to have like disrespect of, oh, you never know what the future might hold. You might want to work for them in the future. Who knows this, that. I'm like, these guys don't even care about me now. Why should I be caring about like how they're feeling? They don't even care about us, the fans, that much.
Trust.
You're out here having guts not to sign Sancho, not to sign a center back. Trying to ease your way through the fans. Today you perform well. Tomorrow you're down the drain. Next tomorrow, you're up there. Next tomorrow, you're down the drain. What the hell? Nah, bro. You know what? Let's just try and be civil now before we just turn into wild animals on these guys. Now, like, let's start from that Southampton game, yeah?
Let's start with that one. Yeah, that one, it was that one. If you watched that game from the beginning, you would have most people, I'll tell you now, switched off in the beginning. That's what I was hearing also on Twitter. Like, people were just switching off. But I jumped in. I was like, let me just see this through the end in it, because I know sometimes we come through with the win, sometimes you take the L with the chin. You know what I'm saying? But the recovery we made, bro, oh my goodness. Like, we made Southampton look silly, bro. Like,
wow.
And this is when I told you about how Kane is Cavani and Fernandes is Son. Literally.
Yeah, bro.
Because as soon as Cavani came on the pitch, it changed the whole game. He came on the pitch. Second time, you know, he's come on the pitch to change the game. And that's it, bro. He just finessed them. He scored 2 goals for himself and he got an assist with Fernandes. He just finessed.
Like,
he's a wonderful striker. He knows where to be. He knows how to be off the ball, on the ball. He's just, all that PSG training he's got is just embedded, and he's just a phenomenal player. He's just phenomenal. Like, the other players cannot compare. Even if they want to talk and say, oh, Rashford's this, better than Cavani, Greenwood, Martial, Cavani's just top notch. He's top tier. Like, you can't defeat him. He's like Bruno and Cavani. Once they enter the team, they build magic. And then when you sprinkle a bit of Van de Beek, and you know it's that's it. The sauce is finished. The sauce is done, bro.
The sauce is done.
Done, bro.
Oh God. Fab, but did you hear what Bruno said about him? Bruno was like, I don't want to get personal about Cavani or other players. I.e. his bro, Martial. He's like, but Cavani smells the goal. You see, this kind of striker.
Bro, he's hungry. Hungry.
Like, he could anticipate. That's what Bruno was trying to say, for sure. Yeah. He could anticipate it. That first goal, only a striker that knows that the way Bruno shot that ball is very likely that ball could just ricochet, and all you need is just to touch it and redirect it.
That's it.
Brilliant.
That's
Cavani. And then the last goal. Look at that movement.
And
you've never seen any of our strikers do like that, bro.
It was bro. Oh my days! It was the same spot, same header, the same technique he used twice. That's it, and cancelled Southampton just like that.
That's crazy.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic football. But let me just break down the layup as well, because De Gea as well had to come off at halftime because he got injury because I think, was it Ward-Prowse's free kick?
Yeah, that free kick.
He finished his brain, fam. He conked himself.
Wow.
He felt pain, fam. I can't lie. He was hurt.
Who was in goal today?
So today was De Gea. What's good? Henderson was on. He was in subs, though. But he wasn't on. Yeah. Southampton game. Well, it was De Gea in goal. Wimbisaka, Maguire, Telles. You got Lindelof, always pronounced
wrong. Yeah, finally.
Lindelof, that's the one.
Yep.
You have Fred Matic as your CDM, as per usual. And then you have your Bruno Fernandes, Cam. I think Van de Beek, where is he again? I think he was on the left.
Yeah, exactly.
Remo was on the right and Rashford was up front. Yeah. I think that was the original format before Cavani came on the pitch, innit?
Yep.
So, first half, we played well. I can't lie. Obviously, we conceded those two goals. But when I was watching, when I heard about the game, we were playing aggressive, but we're making too many small errors at the back, as per usual. Like, you know how if we make a mistake, Southampton would be aggressive and attack it straight away. Like, you see how Man City do, Chelsea, Tottenham. As soon as you make one mistake, they attack in 2 seconds, and that's it. And then our defense crumbles because Maguire and Lindelof, their brain just scatter. That's it. It's just their communication goes into the water, and they just see the ball and they're running for the same ball like a dog running for a ball. They're both running for it at the same time and conking into each other, bro. That's how they play, fam. I don't get.
Wow.
But there's nothing much else I can say about the first half, because the first half was extremely poor until obviously the second half came to play.
And you know something funny? In that second half, remember that chance Rashford had?
Mm-hmm.
That should have squared it to Cavani.
Yep, and then it would have been easy.
Just tried to finish.
I don't
that
get
was a very, that was a very British finish. Fam, yo, it didn't look like he was going to go in, fam. This guy just shot it at the keeper. Bruv, did you see Timo Werner when he got that ball from Mount against Tottenham?
Yeah.
The angle from where he finessed Lloris.
Mm-hmm.
That's a German finish versus a British finish. Let me tell you right now. Rashi, nah, bro. Rashi is cold. But that
He needs to cool down. Yeah,
he
needs to calm down.
Was too hot. Too hot.
Trust, bro. He
Cavani was screaming. Because if Rashford just squares that ball,
2-1, right.
54th minute, we're going.
Trust. Like, I don't get, man. I don't get, fam. Like, it's one of them ones, you can't put into words because one of them ones, it's like a lot of players that are selfish and want to go for the goal for statistics. We understand. We get. That's why it's like, as you said, it's a British goal. It gets your heart racing, but there's no end product. If you just play for the team and play for the points and just get the goals that are necessary, get the assist that is necessary. Like, what's going to harm you getting an assist and putting Cavani on the score sheet? You're just going to give the team more goals at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Instead of us just scraping an extra goal to get us 3 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rashford, I think he's getting pressure that the fact that Martial and Cavani are playing more and Greenwood's coming on the pitch as well, that he's losing a bit of his self-image. Because we know Rashford for who
Bro,
he is. He's the goal scorer. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he scored a hat-trick in the Champions League, big man.
Yeah.
He's how low on confidence can you be?
Trust. Like, he needs to just think about it. Like, he needs to assess the situation before he goes for goal as well sometimes. Like, and that's why it's one of the ones we as fans, when we watch, we're like, when you don't go for the attempt, we're like, why don't you just shoot? But then when he misses the attempt, you're like, you could have saw an option to pass. Like, he needs to know in his head as well. Like, you've got to have that clear sense that when you should shoot and when you should pass. Because like, some players don't go for the shot and then they pass, and then their attack is gone. And then sometimes they shoot, and then there was an easy option where he could have got a goal. You know what I'm saying? Even if that player now, the goal got saved, at least that was a closer chance than just missing the whole goal. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
The decision-making process has to improve for sure, Rashi.
Trust, man. Sure. He's a good player. He just needs a little more boost.
In a few days.
Mm.
He's turning 23 in a few days. Him and Martial soon. Oh, wait. Did Rashford already have his birthday or Martial? I know him and Martial between October, December, their birthday coming up. So, yeah. Anyway, no problem. Yeah, Southampton game, obviously, after that, he got there. Finally, Cavani scored that one. Sorry, he gave the assist to Bruno.
Lovely
finish, 2-1. Next thing you know, Cavani
just taps it in. Sharp.
And the last goal, obviously, amazing. Like, I was on my way back home, and I said, let me just check if these boys actually did anything.
Yeah.
Next thing, like, joke, I saw 3-2. I was literally laughing. Bro, I was just laughing. People are looking at me. I was just laughing. I was like, nah, these guys could have done this. Come on. And I felt like I betrayed them because I couldn't wait. Nah, bro, they are idiots, bro. I can't be, nah. But yeah, bro, it was brilliant, to be fair.
Fantastic football.
United came in clutch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But consistently inconsistent as we've been.
Yeah.
See what today showed. Let's go to today's game, bro. For Southampton, they did good. Wonderful. We're not going to dwell on that because the latest thing is tragic. Let's speak on today, bro.
Today, this is the one thing that I feel like from the old game to bring into this game, they should have given Henderson another chance. Because once Henderson came on a 45 minute, the pressure was kind of lifted because I feel like his communication with the team is a bit better than De Gea, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's crazy.
Because
how long De Gea has been in England? You can't even say English is a problem.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not communicating with his back line. Like, sometimes once he saved the shot and there's a corner or something, then he communicates. You need to yell at your guys to run back sharp when you can see the play in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, today, I don't know what happened. Like, I was watching it. And, like, we started off so well. Like, that's the problem. We started off so well, bro. 1-1. Like, it was a calm play. I think, what's called? PSG scored first and then we scored second. And I was just like,
who scored for them?
Huh?
Who scored for them?
I think, hold on, let me even double check.
I hope it's not Mbappe.
Let me double check, hold on. Because
I hope Mbappe did not score today, because before today he has not scored in 8 games.
Nah, it was, hold on. No, it was Neymar. Neymar scored in the first 6 minutes. But you know Neymar, he's coming back for vengeance after we chefed him up last game, innit?
Wow.
He chefed us 6 minutes, and then last goal, him again, fam. Peak, fam. And Marquinhos scored as well. Rashford scored for us.
Mbappe did not score, yes.
Didn't score one. He assisted Neymar twice, I think, but he didn't
man
score.
Man don't care about that.
But Rashi Boy had to score, innit?
Mbappe has not scored in 9 Champions League games. Wow.
Bruv, the Champions League final hit his chest hard, man. He shook to score now, innit? He shook, bro.
I'm going to Mbappe. Stretch it. Make sure the money do. Oh, my God. JB. Nah, I'm going to holler at JB on God. I'm going to holler at JB Schofield on God.
Bro, let him dirty, fam.
Man, so yeah, bro. We started that game. You said Neymar came, did this and that. How's our starting lineup, first of all?
Starting lineup. We have De Gea and goal. We have Wimbasaka as usual. Like, he's just there, fam. He's just Spider-Man. He's always going to be on the team. I've known that now. Then we have Lindelof as per usual. Maguire, Telles. This time, instead of like Matic or like Pogba or like even Van de Beek, we had McTominay and Fred in centre-back role this time, which is the normal combination that we deal with since like our team's been growing in it, like back in last season and stuff. So it was kind of a calm setup as per usual. Then we have Martial on the left, Bruno in cam as usual, and we have Martial on the right, I think.
What?
Let me double check.
You said Martial on the left, Martial on the right.
No, Martial on the... Let me see. I think I said right. Hold on. Let me think. No, Martial on the left, Rashford on the right. They're normal roles. I'm bed-bugging, fam. And then you have Cavani as per usual, like strike. He's in up forward in the strike center role.
So Cavani started.
Yeah. Cavani now, I feel like Cavani, because of the last game as well for Southampton, he's going to start more regularly because now he's transitioning to the team. And Ole, he must know that this guy, you spent good, like, he didn't even spend money. He was free. Bro, he's a quality player. Play the man, bro. It's like Van de Beek, like we've been yelling in our podcast for how long? Play these guys, man. You put so much money in players. Play them. Jesus, what's wrong with you?
Got you.
Yeah, but
so you found a way to start Martial, Rashford, and Cavani.
Yeah. Because I think Greenwood, Van de Beek was on the bench start.
And Pogba.
But Pogba, can't lie, yeah, Pogba did have a chance. Like around, I think, 80th minute. It was like a mad outside foot shot. It was actually dirty if it went inside. But obviously, the keeper saved it. So, you know, never. You won't let one of them go in, fam.
Pogba stories are always near misses, almost. Hey, what if? Oh my God. Nah, none of that. I'm tired of that.
But the worst part of the game is just Fred. Like,
going. What happened, Fred?
Fred, first of all, the first yellow card he received, in my opinion, if I was the ref, what he done was unnecessary. And it would have been a red. But I feel like he got the benefit of the doubt and he got the yellow in it. But then got another yellow to give him that red in the second half. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But this is what I mean. The guy's too active. Imagine you got yellow card, but you're going in putting two legs out. Like, like I don't get, bro. Like, it gets you frustrated because, you know, like, this guy has... Like, we've seen this guy grow where he had no touch. He was dead on off and on the ball. He plays much better and you get red cards over some foolishness. The first yellow card, you go and try and headbutt one guy. Like, he tried to do a nudge and like nothing happened. Bro, I would have given him a red. He would have been strict. I would have given him a red. Because what's wrong with you?
Red.
Why? And then he's getting angry and frustrated. What's wrong with you, bro? Take it on the chin. This is how you have to be a footballer. You have to be humble. You have to be composed. You can't let these people get into your head. And that's what cost us the game, in my opinion. When we went 10 men down, that cost us the game, bro. That fully cost us the game. And the point where he came off was the 70th minute. And that's when like Marquinhos scored and everything just went shambles after that. Like after he scored, it was 2-1, bro. We could have brought it back. God knows we could have brought it back from 2-1. You know, Man United, we can bring it back. Man said, Fred, red card, sharp, game over. From that point, it was wraps. It was wraps. Like Pogba came on, Greenwood came on, Van de Beek came on, Ighalo even came on in the 90th minute just for an extra boost of striking force. Nothing happened, bro.
90th minute, are you?
Like, he doesn't play this guy as well, Ighalo. Like, he came to our team on loan, I think. And he hasn't played him enough. Like, he should switch him and Martial out, or switch him and Rashford out. Like, rotate him, put him in the team, give him a bit of energy on the pitch, because you know Ighalo, he's got the strength.
Ighalo is leaving in January, bro.
Bro, we still got to give him his time, man. I feel like Ighalo can put in some extra. If he had more game time previously, I feel like he would play better, fam. He would get, he would so transition. Funny that from.
We signed Ighalo and Bruno 1 year ago.
Bruv.
Basically 1 year ago now, next month.
Trust me. And they haven't, like, Bruno Fernandes, obviously, he's always playing, but Ighalo, you haven't heard his name since this game. Can't lie. I haven't seen him play since this game.
Bruv, since lockdown.
Trust. Like,
this is the beginning of the year, fam.
That's a long time since we
the last game was when he did that madness against LASK.
Trust.
5-0 that Dan James still scored.
Mm.
Where Greenwood scored as well. And Chong gave an assist to Fred. Mad thing.
Trust. Like, I feel like Ole is confused with who he wants to put in the pitch, in my opinion.
Wow.
And then we have subs like this. We have Lingard, James, Fosu Mensah. We have Mata, we have Pogba, we have Bailly was even in the subs for this game. And bro, he didn't put on Bailly.
Very healthy now.
He didn't put on Bailly, bro. Like, oh, this one frustrated me. Because when I saw him, he was in the subs. And he didn't substitute him from when the point went to, like, 2-1. I was just like, what's going on? Because Maguire, hey, he cannot keep up with Neymar and Mbappe. Like, what's going on there? Like, you have Bissaka, you have Telles. It makes sense. Cool.
Last time it was Twanzebe that started and we saw how he shut them down.
You know what I'm saying? But we don't have him this game. He didn't make it to subs. So why don't you put Bailly inside? Why not? Like, what's holding back so much? Like, he put on, like, what's it called? He put on Pogba, Greenwood, Van de Beek and Ighalo all after this red card nonsense. But he could have put on Williams. He could have put on Matic. He could have put on fucking Bailly. And the defense would have been stronger. Why are you trying to increase attack? The attack's already there. Rashford already scored. So, you know, if you keep him there, he will try to score again.
He was going to score for us.
Say again?
Rashi scored for us.
Yeah, Rashi boy scored.
How's his goal?
His goal? It was nice. I'll say it's quality, isn't it? It's like, you know Rashford. Like, he comes in, he does his thing, and then he just, he's all casual with it. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't even...
Outside the box?
Think, let me see, let me try to remember. Think it was outside the box, I can't lie, but let me double check. I'm double check right now. 5 minutes.
Right. Hey, Marcus. Okay, whatever, Marcus. We thought that was probably Rashford.
Because, fam, I just don't get man. Like,
that's all good. No problem, man. No problem. United is showing our true color.
Well, I'll say.
What's our next game?
Say again? Our next game. Hold on. But yeah, Rashford's goal, let me even break it down. His next game. Oh, I mean, next game. His goal. I said next game. His goal, he was outside the box, into the box. So he received the ball outside. He shot inside the box and it came off of the deflection. But the way he was shooting it, he was going into the right spot because Navas was shambles anyways. He was going the wrong way. Can't lie.
Wow.
But our next game. Come on now. Next game for Man United. Our next game is against West Ham on the 5th. So, in 2 days' time, there's going to be another one popping off, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, we're versing Red Bull on the 8th. And then we got Man City on the 12th. So, we've got some interesting games coming up because West Ham...
Wait, you said Red Bull?
Yeah, in Champions League.
Oh, Leipzig. Okay.
Yeah, Leipzig.
West Ham, Leipzig, Man City,
Well, I would say West Ham, I'm not going to say that's an easy game because West Ham have been shocking people. It's like a lot of underdogs have been doing a lot in Champions League and Premier League, like both of them. Underdogs have been coming on top, like magically. Like, you know how it would be like Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, Man United, everyone will be top five, top six by now, and everyone will be struggling as per usual. The table in Premier League is all up, down, left, right. It's mixed, bro. Like,
got you.
That you least expect to win, just start winning, and you're like, whoa. They're coming with aggression now because obviously the managers are coming in, they're getting new techniques, they're revising the team better because people know like big team weaknesses now. Like Liverpool have no time to relax as well. Even though they're near the top flight with Spurs, it's the same for Spurs. If Spurs do one slip up and they mess up, they're going back down. Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
For real. For real. But I'm so happy Mourinho is where he's at. And I want to see how Mourinho handle these Spurs boys. Like, he just knew he had to not lose against Chelsea and he didn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
Coupled with the fact that he started that young boy ahead of Davis Sanchez.
Trust me. Mourinho
is king, fam. Like, you can't even mess about. Mourinho is king. Wow. Okay, bro. That was solid, man. So if you're going to give player ratings, let's run through the team quickly. De Gea, what'd you give him?
De Gea, for which game? The Southampton or the...
No, PSG. Forget about that.
No rest. De Gea, overall, obviously he tried to do his best as a goalkeeper because you can't do everything. Like defense, you need your defense to support a goalkeeper. But I'll give him 5.5 because at some chances, like there was, I think the first chance he could have saved, in my opinion, I feel like he could have saved it. The second two, like it was out of his hands. Like Neymar's last goal, that was like a sweaty goal. That one, you can't do anything because your defenders are just out of place. Goalkeeper was out of place. Like it's wraps. It's game over. You know what I'm saying? Second, Marquinhos, his one was a fire shot. His one was a brilliant goal. That was a spectacular goal. It was nice. I say that's really impressive. The first goal, wow. Neymar, it felt like it was too easy and De Gea could have done his job better. But I'll give him like a 5.5, 5.4.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
No problem.
Trust me.
Wan-Bissaka.
Oh, I can't give this guy a low rating because he's always phenomenal. Like, even though the rest of the defenders are lost, like Lindelof and Maguire, them two, even Telles is better than both of them combined. Like, Wan-Bissaka and Telles, if they could be centre-backs or could play centre-back roles, they'd be the defence would be stronger. I'll give them both. It's like, I'll give Wan-Bissaka and Telles a 6 because they performed well. Telles was pushing
okay,
up. They were pushing up. They were trying to get the ball forward. They were trying to create chances. Even though they had to chase, like run back to defend, they done their best to try and bring the chances as fast as they could. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to increase the tempo of the game. Though Maguire will be slowing it down, taking a little stroll, taking like 5 touches before he releases the ball. Back in England, this guy.
I hate that strong thing.
This guy, yeah.
I hate that strong.
In England, he's launching the ball left, right, and center. Man United, he takes 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 touches, then releases the ball. I don't get. Oh, if
nobody releases the ball, he passes. I blame the squad.
Poor fam.
I will never watch that happen from my center back. Are you dumb? You're out here wasting every. Now we've got pressed by the other team. You're here hugging the ball.
Mm.
Now their DM is on my neck, and I'm a DM. Alright, no worries. Let's go. The centre backs, what do you give them?
Lindelof and Maguire. F3. Poor performance. Poor. Both of them.
No, we're never gonna dwell on them. That's
that's wraps in itself, bro. Both of them free.
Fred and McTominay.
McTominay played well. His composure was there. Like he never lost his head.
Soldier.
He was calm. He's a soldier, bro. He's a very, very good player. Like overall, like even though Fred was doing shambles, he stayed in the pitch and held it down with Pogba. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew what he was doing. Like, he himself was trying to stay in the top 11. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to be on the first team, which is good to see. So, I'd give him a 6.5. He done very well. Even though, obviously, the deficit is what it is, but he done well. He done well. Fred now can get a 2.1. Even more negative than that because he's just too mad. He's, that game, he was just angry. His emotions got the best of him.
You definitely explained him for sure. Don't worry about it.
Chap.
Two and six.
Mm.
That is mad. Considering they played alongside each other. No
trust
problem.
Me, bro. Trust me.
Then we move ahead. Let's talk about the wingers.
No.
Martial and Rashford, what do you give them?
I'll give them both. 6.8 because they both tried to make chances. Like they tried really hard. I can't lie.
But what, no, as well.
Yeah, Martial. Both of them. I can't even like bring down Martial because Martial actually tried. Like tried to open up play, try to bring out players to try and get in. It's like their 1-2 touches were good. Like the passes to get towards goal were good, but then the finish, the end product just wasn't there with Cavani and Bruno, because it would either be shot too far by Bruno or be passed too far by Rashford or a defender be in the way. So I don't really blame them. The same way I don't blame Fernandes and Cavani. Them two as well, they would probably get a high rating as well when I get to them. But up front, like the striking force was always there.
Got you.
Trust me.
Now, Bruno, what'd you give him?
Bruno, I'll give him a 7. Because he played well. He tried to give options.
Ah,
he
dropped, Capitano.
He dropped back. He's always active. Like, even though he couldn't play his number 10 role to the best of his ability, he tried to move out and bring players wide so then he could ping the ball into the middle for Cavani. So he was trying to be an off-the-ball player and give space to Cavani so he could then get a touch, get a header, get a few touches in the box and just shoot, you know what I'm saying? So I'll say Bruno, 7. He played very well.
Wow. Now El Matador.
Cavani, I'd say his one is a 6. The reason why I give him a 6 is that, like, even